Our Father and our God, we thank you for another opportunity in your presence. We give you glory because you have made us more than a conqueror. Thank you for giving us the faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for his power of resurrection and life that is in us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, with whom you have sealed us to the day of redemption. Father, we are nothing in ourselves, but in you, we are everything. We give you glory, we give you praise. Holy Spirit, we pray that you teach us today. Give us enlightenment. Give us understanding. Speak to all of us. Encourage, strengthen, uphold, comfort, rebuke. Whatever we need, O God, to make us get closer to you, do for us today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. At the end, Lord, we ask for the spirit of faith to rest upon each and every one of us, that we may take your word by faith, for through faith we have the victory. Thank you, Father. We honor and we adore you. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Please open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalm 1. Psalm 1, as we look at living by the word, part 6. Living by the word, part 6. And this will be meditation. Living by the word, part 6. And the subtitle will be meditation. Meditation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you talk about meditation, what comes to your mind? It will be a time of quietness, a time to ponder, a time to think, a time to memorize, a time to roll up things in your mind so that you can regurgitate them later. Hallelujah. A time of reflection. A time that you focus your attention on God. Hallelujah. On God. Not like the Eastern meditation, like yoga, all those stuff that they've emptied their mind. They are opening themselves to demons. Okay? But in meditation, you are focusing your mind on the living God. Hallelujah. That is what meditation is about. And now we're talking about meditation upon the Word of God and upon Jesus Christ, the living Word. Hallelujah. And in the place where you are meditating, you are trusting the Holy Spirit, the teacher of truth, to reveal God unto you, to reveal Jesus Christ unto you, to explain the words of God unto you, to give you revelation. Hallelujah. 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 Now, what is revelation? Revelation is revealed vision. Hello? Can you hear what I just said? Revelation is what? Revealed vision. Vision in itself means that something was secret, and now you are allowed to look into it, to see a view of it. Do you understand it now? And the Bible says, for lack of vision, my people perish. And for lack of understanding, they are destroyed. Hello? Can you hear what I just said? That's in the Bible. He did not say that the devil destroyed my people. Is that what he said? He did not say the enemy destroyed them. Remember, we already made more than the conqueror through Christ Jesus, who died for us. But he said, my people, for lack of vision, they perish. For lack of understanding, that is understanding of God's mind, understanding of the will of God, understanding of God's plan for them, understanding of what God has done for them, for lack of understanding of God's will and purposes, they are what? They are destroyed. Therefore, you and I, we need vision. The vision of God, which comes through revelation of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. As you study the Word of God, as you meditate upon the Word of God, the Holy Spirit gives you revelation. He opens your spiritual eyes, and then you're able to see things that you have never seen before. And you're able to know things that you have never known before. You begin to see the purpose of God, the plan of God for your life. Hallelujah. And you begin to walk in it, and you become what? Victorious. Hallelujah, somebody. So the Bible says, for lack of vision, my people perish. For lack of knowledge or understanding, they are destroyed. Let's look at what the Bible says in Psalm 1. Because we're thinking and we're talking about living by the word. And we're talking about meditation. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is who? The man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he does what? He meditates day and night. In the word of the Lord, he does what? He meditates day and night. Hallelujah. He meditates how? Day and night. What does that tell you? That means at least twice in a day, right? Because he said day, and then he says night. But actually, what it means is he meditates without ceasing. Whether it is during the day or during the night, he meditates on the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Look at that verse 2 again. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. If you go back to verse 1, it talks about what the man was not doing. He was not following the counsel of the ungodly. Doesn't follow the advice of the ungodly. Social media, the television, the world out there. They are ungodly. And whatever suggestions or advice they give you is an ungodly advice, ungodly suggestions, because they don't know God. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, this man who wants to be blessed does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Second, he does not stand in the way of sinners. You will not find him in the place where sinners are congregating together. Hallelujah. He does not stand in their position. He does not do what they are doing. Third, he does not sit in the seat of scoffers. He doesn't scoff at holy things. He doesn't scoff at the word of God. But rather, what does he do? His delight is in the law of the Lord. So we see three things that he's not doing. And then we see one thing that he does. Hallelujah. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates on the law of the Lord day and night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How difficult is it to meditate? It's not difficult. It's a matter of setting your mind. In fact, may I tell you, you meditate throughout the day. Your mind is always thinking about something. Your mind is always going somewhere. Your mind is always envisioning something, right? Throughout the day, as long as you are awake, even when you are asleep, your mind is what? Doing something. That's why you have dreams. It's because your mind keeps on processing something. There's something they call the conscious and the subconscious mind. So that when you are asleep, your subconscious mind keeps on doing something. That's why you have dreams. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. So everybody meditates throughout the day. But then, what do you meditate upon? What do you meditate upon? You have to, now you have to deliberately set your mind to meditate on what? On the Word of God. Put God in your thoughts throughout the day. Now, to meditate on the Word of God means you have to read it. Amen. You have to study it. You have to commit it to memory. You understand? That is what it means. You have to focus your attention upon it. You read the Word of God. You study the Word of God. And then you think about the Word of God. You commit it into memory. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, reading is different from studying. When you read something, you just read it through. You may read it silently or you may read it out. Amen? But when you study, you take your paper, you take your pen or pencil, and then you begin to jot down salient points from what you are studying. When you are studying, you are looking at things in details. You look at it verse by verse, phrase by phrase, line by line, paragraphs. What does it say? Who is talking there? Who is it talking to? What is the salient points for me? What can I learn from it? What can I do from here? What does the Word of God say for me to do? What does the Word of God say I am? What does God warn me about? What is the thing that I should not do? Amen? That is the way to begin to meditate. And when you have all of that, you begin to ponder them in your heart, and you begin to think about the Most High God. Hallelujah, somebody. So the Bible says in verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And what will happen? Verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth, we do what? Shall prosper. Hallelujah. If I ask you now, how many of us here wants to prosper? I'm sure everybody will lift up their hands. But this is the way to prosperity. Hallelujah. What is the way to prosperity? The Word of God. Meditate upon the Word of God. That is the way to prosperity. Whether it's spiritual prosperity, whether it's financial prosperity, whether it's material prosperity, whether it's physical prosperity, whether it's prosperity in your body, prosperity in your mind, prosperity in your relationships, it is what? It is a meditation upon the Word of God. Hallelujah, somebody. So verse 3, the Bible says, this man or this woman or this child who meditates upon the Word of God day and night will be what? Will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Look at that. His leaf will not what? Will not wither. But whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Let's go to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. And see what the Word of God says again. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Let's read it again. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Three things there. Two hanging on one. What are those three things? He said, the word of God shall not depart out of your mouth, which means you must speak it. You must confess it. Okay? But before you can speak it and confess it, you must do what? You must meditate upon it day and night. For the Lord Jesus Christ said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See now, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It is through meditation that you get the word of God into your heart. It becomes ingrained in your heart, not through reading. If you just read, it's just reading. It is meditation that makes the word to become planted in your heart. And the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Do you understand it now? So God said, the book of the law must not depart out of your mouth. And as God permits us next week, we'll talk about confession. We'll talk about speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. But before you can speak the word of God and it will have effect, that word must take root in your heart first and foremost. Why? Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Do you understand it now? From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your action comes from the abundance of your heart. That is why the Bible says you must keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Hallelujah. That's in the book of Proverbs. He said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are what? The issues of life. What does that mean? God wants you to protect what goes into your heart. That's why you have to be careful about social media and the television and ungodly people speaking around you and giving you advice. God wants you to protect what gets into your heart. Why? Because what is in your heart informs your speech and informs your action. You understand? And another thing is that the Bible says the power of life and of death is in the tongue. The power of life and of death is in the tongue, which means you can speak life with your tongue or you can cause death with your tongue. Do you understand it now? Now, if from the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, and the power of life and of death is in the tongue, then you have to be careful what's in your heart, because that is what is going to come out of your mouth. That is what your tongue will speak. So if you load your heart with the word of God through meditation, then you have loaded yourself with life. And when you speak what you speak life. And everything you touch becomes gold. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't know who God is speaking to this morning. Everything you touch will become what? Will become gold. Because life is coming, is oozing out of your mouth. Do you understand it now? And you get that word of God into your heart through meditation. Remember the three processes. You read, and then you study. When you study, you take out your pen and your piece of paper to begin to jot down, line by line, phrase by phrase. What does it mean? What does it say? What does, by God's grace, maybe one of these days we'll do a one Sunday where we'll just do meditation. I will show you how to meditate on the word of God. We'll take one scripture and then we'll analyze it. That's exactly what it is. You analyze that. You analyze. What is he saying? Who is speaking? Who is he speaking to? What is God saying to me? What does that mean to me? How do I use this? What is the command? What is he warning me about? What is the blessing for there for me? What is the promise that I need to lay hold upon? Hallelujah. Do you understand it now? And then you meditate upon that. What did God say I am? Just like when we're praying this morning, we looked at the word of God that says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And then you ask ourselves, who is whatsoever? That is me. I am born of God. Therefore, I'm what? I overcome the world. Who is speaking? It's God Almighty that is speaking. Who is he speaking to? He's speaking to me. And what was his speech? That I am an overcomer. And what do I overcome? The world. And what is my victory? My faith in him. Do you understand it now? That is the way to do meditation. And yet you commit that into your memory. You understand? And look at the word of God in Joshua. It says, this book of the law must not depart out of your mouth. What do you happen? And then you speak that word everywhere you go. I am an overcomer. You look at yourself in the mirror every day. You say, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. I am born of God. I overcome the world. As I go out this day, I overcome the world. I am an overcomer. Do you understand it now? Because God said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you must meditate upon it day and night. And what will happen? That you may do according to what is written therein. See? It's not enough to meditate and confess. You must do what? Be a doer of what is there. But it says, once you meditate upon the word and it's in your heart, remember, from the heart, your mouth speaks. Your heart informs your action. So if the word of God is loaded in your heart and it's taking root of you, guess what? That is what you will do. You understand it now? From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Lord Jesus Christ also said, it is not what goes into your mouth that defiles you, that is, makes you unclean. It is what comes out of your heart. He said, from the heart comes adultery, fornication, and stealing. Do you understand it now? Everything is where? From the heart. From the heart. And that's why you see in the social media, everybody is programming your heart, telling you what to do. Everybody's an expert, telling you what to do, telling you what not to do. On the television, it's no longer news. It's what is a show or a program. They are programming your mind, telling you what to do, telling you how to think. You understand? There's nothing objective out there. If they say they are objective, they are lying. Everybody has an agenda. You understand? The only thing that is objective is the word of God. You know how they will say, oh, we are doing it for you. No, they're not doing it for you. They're doing it for themselves. You are the market that they are selling. You are the product that they are selling. Your name, your identity, your statistics, everything that you do when you log in is what they are selling. They're not working for you. They're working for themselves, programming you. It's only God who cares about you and I, who gave his son to die on the cross. Not only that, who also is preparing a place for us in heaven. But thanks be to God, he has already made us more than the conqueror. And you can operate in that victory through the word of God. So you must meditate on the word of God. How often? Day and night. How often? Day and night. How often? Day and night. That means when you are in your car and you are going on the road, you are listening to the gospel or you are listening to a Christian music. Hallelujah. When it comes to a time that you cannot study or you are weak, you are not able to read the Bible, guess what? Put on the Bible tapes. Turn on the Bible, audio Bible on your YouTube. Amen. I know somebody who, at a time, he would play the Bible when he was sleeping. Because his spirit man, your spirit man never sleeps. Your spirit will be capturing it. Yes. The Bible says day and night. And what happens? When you do that day and night, you are infused with the life of God. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 6:63. Said, the word that I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. So when you load your heart with the word of God, guess what? You are full of spirit and you are full of the life of God. And everything you speak comes to pass. Do you understand it now? Because you are speaking the mind of God. You are speaking the word of God. Meditation. Meditation. Now, God is not going to do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. Hello? God is what? God is not going to do meditation for you. It's something you have to do for yourself. Just like God can provide food for you, but he's not going to put the food in your mouth. How many of you have seen God put food in your mouth? You will not do it. You have to do that. Do you understand it now? You have to do what? You have to do that. Meditation. You meditate upon the word of God. So this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Look at it. It's God's commandment. He said, thou shalt. Not that you may. He said, thou shalt. It's God's commandment. To not do it is to disobey God. He said, thou shalt. And it's for your good and for my good. He said, thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And when you obey it, when you do all that is written therein, remember last week we talked about obedience. When you do all that is written therein, what will happen to you? Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. There is no 10 points to prosperity, only one. Meditation. Hallelujah. Then what? Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I talk about those three things. Speaking it, meditating upon it, doing it. Speaking it and doing it hangs upon meditation. Hallelujah. It is what you have meditated that takes hold of your heart, that your mouth speaks, and that your action follows. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, let us stand up on our feet because I want to show us an example of meditation. Let's go to Psalm 23. I want us to hack it out, what God said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody, open to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. I just do a few verses, and I want you to commit the entire psalm to memory. Psalm 23. Are we there? Let's read it together. It's also on the screen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Stop there. This is how to meditate. Read it again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Say it again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Think about it. Think about it for a minute. What does he say the Lord is to you? My shepherd. My personal shepherd. What does a shepherd do? Think about it. Don't tell me. I know what a shepherd does. I know. I grew up on the farm and I used to take care of goats, so I know. But you think about it. What does a shepherd do? That's what the Lord will do for you. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd protects the sheep. Therefore, the Lord is my protector. The shepherd preserves the life of the sheep. Therefore, the Lord is my preserver, and my life shall be preserved. Is anybody as strong as God? No. Therefore, my life is secured. The shepherd provides for the sheep. Therefore, the Lord will do what? Provide for me. Have you ever seen a sheep that worries all night because of what is going to eat the next morning? No. They don't worry. When the shepherds put them in their enclosure, they just stay there. They know that come when the morning comes, the shepherd is going to call them and say, hey, let's go. Does the sheep wonder, where are we going to graze today? Which grass are we going to eat today? Do they? They don't. They don't care about it. The Lord Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew, said, Do not take thought for your life. What you will eat, what you will drink, what you will put on. He said, after all these things, the nations, the people, they run after. He said, but your Father in heaven, he knows that you need all these things. Seek ye therefore, first and foremost, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add the rest unto you. Do you understand it now? Let's say that scripture again, one more time. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Not that I may not. Not that I will probably not. He said, I shall not. Why? Because the Lord created the heavens and the earth. In the wilderness, he gave the children of Israel manna from heaven. For 40 years, not 40 days, not 40 weeks, not 40 months, but what? 40 years, he rained down manna. You have no idea who your father is. You have no idea. That's why you need to study the Bible and read the word of God. You have no idea what he's able to do. You have no idea until you learn to trust him. Let's say the word again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means you will not lack anything good. One more time, let's say. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, you have an homework. You read the entire Psalm and memorize it. You do what? Read the entire Psalm and memorize it. When I see you next time, I will know whether you have read it or not. I will know whether you have memorized it or meditated upon it or not. Because your countenance will change. I'm telling you the truth. You have no idea. I know what I'm talking about. Your countenance will do what? Will change. The way you look at things will change. The peace in your heart will be so much that you will just be smiling. It does not matter. I always tell people, I don't operate on the economy of this earth. It does not matter whether it goes up or goes down. My resources never go down. God is my resource. And he spoke the word into being. Everything that you see and that you don't see, my Father spoke them into being. All he needs to do is to speak. There will be provision. I want you to go ahead and thank God. And say, Lord, I thank you because you are my shepherd. And I know I shall not want. Say, Lord, I acknowledge you today as my shepherd. You are my shepherd. You protect, preserve, provide everything that needs to be done. He will do it. He said he will do it. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's the way to begin meditation. You study it. You study. You roll it up in your mind. And then you focus on God. Who is speaking here? How big is he? Is he trustworthy? Can I take his word to the bank? Yes, you can. I can tell you from experience. Yes, you can. I can tell you can take God's word to the bank again and again. He will always come true. He will always come true. He never fails. He's too big to fail. Just go ahead and thank him and say, Lord, I thank you because you are my shepherd. Father, I thank you because you are my shepherd. You never fails. I thank you because you are my shepherd. I shall not want. I give you glory. I give you praise. Father, be exalted. Father, be magnified. Thank you, Lord, for protecting me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for preserving my life. Thank you, Father, because you are my shepherd. I lack nothing. I shall not want. I give you glory. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you thanksgiving. I thank you because you are our shepherd, Lord. I thank you for being personal shepherd to each and everyone in this place today. I give you glory, Lord, as you reveal this truth to them, O God. I praise you, Jehovah. Father, be exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Rock of ages, I bless your name. Let all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the thanksgiving be unto thee, O Most High. Give us revelation, Lord. Help us to see how much you love us and care for us. And grant our hearts your peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus' excellent name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.